Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button the way that your ex-girlfriend smashes her good boy, so that it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this person is delusional, saying the reason people don't want sex ed in kindergarten is because they are PDF files. Actually, the person saying this is probably a PDF file themselves, and a communist using that old Marxist tactic where you accuse others of the very same thing you're guilty of. It's also gaslighting normal people, trying to make them feel crazy for protecting their kids from predators like this. It's like we're living in a simulation and degenerates are just spawning out at random now. Moving on, there was a leak recently saying that Kathleen Kennedy will be stepping down from her role as president of Lucasfilm. The news was leaked, and then a few days later, Kennedy did an interview saying that she would never be retiring. But why? Her mission has been accomplished. She wrecked the memory of our childhood heroes and ensured that future generations wouldn't enjoy the same content. If she refuses to step down at some point, they will fine her. I'm guessing she just wants to go out on her own terms and tell everyone, and is pissed off that somebody else told the world early. Number three, and speaking of joy, most Gen Zers will never know the joy that Winamp brought us. Most millennials also won't realize that audio was superior in the 1980s. I still have my dual cassette CD playing stereo from the mid to late 80s. It cost $2,000 back then, and I still play CDs on it. Most of us also rocked a pair of these growing up. You know that it was time to replace them once the sound started cutting out on one of the speakers. Up next, this UK teen girl wanted to be male and got her chesticles removed and took testosterone. Now she's in her 20s and says the doctor should have challenged her decision and is suing. Looks like women can't even take accountability after becoming men. Be a man and man up to your decision, lady. The only way to stop this sort of thing is to punish the greedy doctors more interested in money than the long-term consequences of their procedures. Number five, this New Hampshire grocery store employee was arrested for tinkling on food and filming it, and the cops found evidence going back 4 years. But she looks like she identifies as a cat, so we just need to leave her alone. I can hear the customers complaining right now. One coming back and saying that the salad tastes a little bit too salty. I'm also sure that there are simps out there that would love to pay extra for that type of service from her. This is why you always wash your fruits and vegetables, folks. Moving on, Las Vegas PD will receive a fleet of new Tesla Cybertrucks from an anonymous donor. I wonder if this will reduce crime, as no car will be able to outrun a Cybertruck on the highway. But if you're on a high-speed chase with one, just head up the mountain. The Tesla will run out of juice halfway to the top. I could also see RoboCop in one of these back in the day. You know that eventually somebody will build a robot that looks like RoboCop and put him in one of these. Number 7, this sinister romance scammer used dating apps to target her victims, drugging them and then robbing them. Will feminists be making a film glorifying her the way that they glorify Cardi B? As for this woman, I'm guessing she's too impatient to rob them the usual way, by marrying them and then divorcing them. I'm surprised the media even covered this story, because the victims are males and they don't usually care about them. Up next, looks like this woman is competing with her sister to see who can have a higher body count. Last year, they both slept with 150 to 200 men. This year, they're competing against to see who gets the most emotional damage. But imagine the smell of being a semen depository and the number of STDs they carry, because, you know, condoms don't protect you from all diseases. I wonder how many of those encounters were two or three different guys in the same night. The cutest part is that they think that their counters reset after every year. Number 9, imagine being Rose's son. She says he's not losing his virginity to somebody else. He's losing it to her, his mother. And by the time he's 13, she's going to let him hit it every week. Maybe this is the next step after female teachers smashing their students. The final stage is going to be mothers and sons. Someone needs to call CPS on this poor excuse for a whammy. But good luck, because by the looks of it, that Facebook post is from 2012. Moving on, this unemployed man admits standing an 11-year-old girl because he was angry about his Fortnite loss. This happened in France, and why is his face being blurred? You just know that if he was white, they would be showing his face. Then again, apparently I'm wrong, because the media's newest strategy is to blur the faces of white people too, so you can't call out their racism. He looks like a pretty ordinary white guy to me. The people writing this article were probably looking for a racist response so they could say, look at how racist white people are. Number 11 is the British place it where their thought police lock up innocent grannies. But this isn't very accurate though, because odds are she would be the one reporting the thought criminals, because she's a boomer and doesn't even know how to use technology. The guy in handcuffs would probably end up being Mr. Bean. Maybe they can actually put his action figure in there instead. I heard these sets were pretty popular at the local stores in Britain, and that they're completely sold out. With taxpayer money, of course. Optic's John Voight is based on like his daughter. He says that if a man pretends to be a woman, that's his decision. But if he wants us to pretend he's a woman, that's our decision. I bet Brad Pitt and him are great pals and share horror stories about his daughter. We are free to believe whatever we want to believe. If you go around telling other people what to believe, then maybe you should get a name tag and become a Mormon. The pronoun police need to stop. Number 13, everyone needs a loser girlfriend living in a room that looks like a bomb went off in it. They're chill and low maintenance, and most of the time they shag a lot and don't spend much money. The downside is that they tend to be fat slobs, and if you clean up after them, they just make another mess. I was with one for almost 10 years. Things could have actually worked out if I hired a couple of maids and a Zempic was around back then too. But knowing my luck, I'd pay for her to lose the weight, and she'd monkey branch away. Moving on, I think it's about time this discount Dr. Evil clown lost his funding. Doge is taking away $52 million from the World Economic Forum. Oh no, who's going to pay to fly out all those overpriced escorts to Davos each year to service the billionaires? They want us weak and eating bugs. They want to reduce our consumption so they can continue to increase theirs forever. People say that Elon is a WEF stooge, but if he really was, then why would he be cutting their funding off? Number 15, and speaking of Elon Musk, he says that Canada isn't a real country, and he's half Canadian, and went to university in Canada, so he has every right to say it. Republicans against Trump say that that's the same language Putin used before invading Ukraine. Canada is a real country, but it doesn't have any real culture. That's more accurate. I almost failed my Canadian culture class in university for writing a paper about how there wasn't much Canadian culture besides hockey and beer. Up next, Diddy says that he keeps all the videos of his parties and has enough dirt to hang half of Hollywoke, which is why you won't be seeing the Epstein list or those videos. Besides, no one cares about Hollyweird anymore. The number of people watching the Oscars fell in half over the last 10 years. This is going to be Diddy in another 20 years, and that's if he's lucky and they don't force him to have an accident in his cell using his imaginary shoelaces. Number 17, do you agree that cars like these are the male equivalent of these? But those nails in that car look like they were in style 25 years ago now. Both are visually loud and obnoxious. But at least the truck is worth something on the resale market after you buy it, unlike those nails which are worthless once women get them. Even Andrew Tate doesn't get that tacky with his cars. He doesn't waste more money on a stereo and decals than on the engine. Moving on, Sophie Rain has earned $50 million on Lonely Fools since she started her account a year ago. But why did she make so much money? Back in the 90s, she would have been considered obese. She portrays herself as a virgin in a marketplace full of used goods. That appeals to a lot of simps. Her chesticles are also pretty saggy now. Number 19, what kind of woman do you prefer? I'll pass on both of them. The better question to ask is, where have all the good women without penises gone? Because I don't know about you, but the woman on the right might actually be a man. Either that or Billy Idol got really fat. Or maybe that's Ron Perlman. He was great in Hellraiser until he got Trump derangement syndrome. Up next, the study finds that pregnant men are at most at risk for heart attacks caused by climate change. Obviously, this is a fake story, but these days, you don't know if it's real or not. To all the guys out there, if you want to prevent getting pregnant, make sure that your wife or girlfriend is wearing protection from now on. You don't want to risk having a bun in the oven in this stage of climate change. Pray for your wife because climate change might also give her testicular cancer. Number 21, while you were playing video games, they were taking the D from Tyrone. While you were building up your career, they were pregnant with Chad's baby. And now they're fat and past their prime, and they have the audacity to say, "Don't I deserve a good man?" Looks like men going their own way, gone in the way of their retirement plans, to raid some simp's pension. Why aren't men interested in dating single mothers anymore and raising Chadrone's baby? It's a real mystery. Moving on, what the hell is going on here? I don't know and I don't want to know. Looks like someone accidentally put that photo in and came out of the closet. You definitely don't want to know what those two guys were doing in the Altima with those tinted windows. That car has 126,000 kilometers and they're definitely filled with passion and baby batter too. You know that this car will probably never drive straight again. Number 23, this female pro gamer was fired for insulting men, saying that short men don't have human rights. She was probably pissed off because a short man beat her at a game. Ironically, she's also a short Japanese woman. Then again, her employers are clearly all short men with even shorter tempers. The reason she said this out loud is because she's short on brains. Many women don't even see short and ugly men as being human. Up next, Rami says that men have it easier on dating apps than women do. Yes, the 10% of men that women see as existing. The rest of men have it far worse on dating apps than women ever could. Women saying that men have it easier are probably dumped by multiple chat rooms, who then proceed to order a new woman within a few days to a week from Tinder or Hinge. Women get swiped right by every man imaginable, and yet they have it harder. Give me a break. Number 25 and the last one, Pamela Anderson here, really needs to start wearing makeup again, and get some nice facelifts and Botox. If she really wants to look natural, why doesn't she get those silicone jigglies removed? Either that or stay out of the public eye, so she doesn't ruin our memory of her from the 90s. For me, with or without makeup, she's still nightmare fuel. The smart celebrities hide in their old age to keep their legacy intact. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.